Live from the Car Care Studios, it's the CNC Auto Show with your personal on-air and online automotive service advisors, Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney. So climb in, buckle up, and enjoy the ride on the CNC Auto Show.
And we do welcome you to the CNC Auto Show. I'm Aaron Clements, and our co-host today is Justin Courtney. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you very much. It's great to be here with you and Mason this morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And I'm going to mention to those out there listening that Justin is an awesome technician, expert automotive technician, and he is well known for his very high level of diagnostic skills. And we are here today to be able to share some of those skills. And today you can also take advantage of that knowledge and ask Justin your automotive questions, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
And along with that, we'll be talking about ways for you to squeeze more out of a gallon of gas, which I feel like right now is a pretty important deal.
Really? Right now?
It is. And to ask that automotive question, all you have to do is pick up the phone, dial 800-224-9090, or you can dial 706-863-5800. And that's any Saturday morning between 8:05 and 10 Eastern time. You can listen right here on this station, or you can listen to iHeartRadio or watch the show live on Facebook, whatever's good for you. You can also send a question to Aaron@ccautoshow.com. So buckle up and let's ride. We always start the show with a tech tip quiz, so we'll lay that out very first. And, of course, the winner will receive I answered the tech tip quiz coffee mug, and there might be some other nice prizes mixed in with that we hadn't given before. So we'll be doing that.
All right.
And here's the question. Susan bought something for her 2018 Dodge Caravan on aisle 5 at Kroger that cost her under $3. She walked outside and installed the part on her van, and before the day was out, it had saved her $6.98. That was on just the first day. What was the part Susan installed on her van? And if you know the answer, give us a call. And I mentioned that we were going to be talking about ways to save gas. And, of course, I'll mention that driving habits can have a whole lot to that.
Especially, yeah.
But Justin was telling me a step that people had taken out a step or two further than extremes. Just your average driving habits.
Yeah.
Justin, what are some people doing now?
Well, it kind of started in the first gas crunch, but back in 08, 09, when gas got up to like $3 or $4 a gallon and got outrageous, people started a movement. It's almost like extreme couponing or whatever. They devote like a lot of energy to this called hypermiling.
Mm.
And they get, say a manufacturer says your car is going to get, should get around town 22 or, and then 30 on the highway or whatever. Well, they get a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mostly through driving habits, but they do pretty extensive modifications to their cars too. Like taping up all the seams around the hood and the doors, going as far as taking side view mirrors off. And,
because they create a little bit of drag.
But most of it's driving habits. And they get like a car that normally would get 30 miles to gallon. They get like 45.
Wow.
Ridiculous. And it also started with like they started hypermiling with electric cars.
Uh-huh.
And there was a group of college students, I remember, over in the UK, they bought like a little Renault. It's not in this market, but it's a little small subcompact electric vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And the manufacturer states that this thing on a charge should get 180 or so, 190 miles to a charge.
Yeah.
So when you walk in to buy one of these things, the salesman who wants to sell it to you is telling you it's going to go 190 miles.
Yeah.
Well, these kids got 350 miles.
Oh, wow. Just by driving.
Just by the careful ways they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, wow. And it.
Well, I did see some of the pictures you were showing me of those, of how they've extended the tail end and made them very aerodynamic. So that's some.
That's
just a rough idea, but they extend the tails of them.
Wheel skirts on them.
Anything to cut down on wind resistance, that a lot of people are doing. Now, of course, most of us don't want to carry that far, but what we do want to do is if there's ways that we can save fuel without going to that extreme, like you mentioned, those are a little bit the coupon
extreme
group.
Couponing. Yeah,
they will spend hours and hours time saving money. We probably don't want to go that far. Most of us don't, but if there's things that we can do on our vehicle that would save fuel. Right now is the time to do
Absolutely.
It because gas prices are higher than they've been in many, many years. Okay, we're going to lay the tech tip quiz out there one more time. The question is, Susan bought something for a 2018 Dodge Caravan on aisle 5 at Kroger that cost her under $3. She walked outside and installed the part on her van, and before the day was out, she had saved $6.98. Can you imagine if she saved $6.98
the first day,
what that adds up to? We'll mention that also as we go. And if you know the answer to the tech tip quiz, we want you to give us a call, and we'll go ahead and mention a few of the things that can save fuel.
Oh yeah,
and of course, one of the number one things that comes to mind when people say, "What can I do that does not cost very much that can save me some fuel?" And of course, tire pressure comes to mind. Yeah, automatically.
But a lot of along with that, I've had customers ask me to raise their tire pressure higher.
Yeah,
because they think they're going to get better mileage. Well, that's you should run your tire pressure what the manufacturer states, because those engineers, that very clever people, come up with that tire pressure. Don't overinflate your tires. You're going to mess up your braking distance. You're going to put undue stress on the tire. That doesn't really help you going over the recommended.
Right.
Going under it certainly does.
Yeah, going under is not good. As a matter of fact, going under, you actually lower your gas mileage by about 0.3% for every 1 PSI. So on many cars, it wouldn't be uncommon for somebody to be able to just adjust their tire pressure and gain about 3%.
Oh, for sure.
On the tires.
Keep it. Whoever does your maintenance for you, make sure that you act. Sometimes it gets overlooked. Make sure you ask them, while you're doing my maintenance, please check and adjust my tire pressure.
And there's a great side effect to that also. The side effect is your tires will last longer.
Last longer. Yep.
And
keep them rotated too.
Yeah. Keeping rotated. Excellent. Excellent point. And while we're mentioning the part having to do with tires, I think it's something that a lot of people don't really think that much about, but it is something that can save a huge amount of fuel. And that is the alignment.
For sure. Yeah. Because it's effectively can be pushing your tires down the road sideways.
Well, a vehicle that's just 0.17 of an inch off, it's like dragging a tire 102 miles in 20,000 miles, dragging it sideways. So you're not only eating up a tire, but you're also spending a lot of extra money on fuel.
Agreed. Yeah. So, and the keeping your tires. Everyone, I don't know if everyone knows or not, most cars, inside your driver's door is a placard, a sticker. Mm-hmm. If you do your own tire pressures, there's a sticker inside your driver's door that tells you what your tire pressure should be.
Mm-hmm.
And some folks don't know that, but it's there.
And if you don't see it in there, it's in the owner's manual, but the door is the fastest, and it's very accurate. But when you look at that also, look at when it says to check that, and that is with the
cold.
And that does make a huge difference. If you check the tires with them hot, they will definitely read more. So adjust the tire pressure with it cold and put it what's on the door. You got a little bit of variance you can make, but not very much.
And temperature is going to change them a pound or two here and there. Like,
for instance, if it calls for 32 and you put 34, 35 in there, that won't be anything terrible. Like you mentioned, what you want to avoid, though, is putting the amount of tire pressure that is on the tire that says max.
Yeah, that's not necessary. Yeah, that's not what the manufacturer of the vehicle wants. That's maximum pressure for that tire.
Exactly. Tire pressure on the door, or tire pressure is vehicle specific.
Yeah, engineered into that vehicle.
Yeah. Not tire specific. Oh, wow. It is time for us to make a quick pit stop.
All right.
And we need to pull over for now. I'm here with Justin Courtney, and as soon as we get back on the road, we'll be ready to answer some automotive questions. And that will be very shortly, and the number to call, 800-224-9090. We'll be right back.
Let's head back down to the Car Care Studio with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race the stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight, it's easy money on the bank.
The CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by Dorman Products and their latest OE fixed power transfer unit assemblies, featuring greater resistance to extreme temperatures and a drain plug for added serviceability. Learn more at DormanProducts.com. I'm Aaron Clements here with co-host Justin Courtney, and we're back on the road, and we're ready to answer your automotive questions. We're also discussing ways for you to get better miles per gallon. Save on fuel. And Justin was telling us just a few minutes ago about hypermiling.
Hypermiling, yeah. It's quite a thing people are due, and they get really, really amazing fuel mileage. But I think in order to really understand fuel mileage, it's better to understand gas and what it does. Not maybe the life cycle of a gallon of gas, if you could think of it like that. Not from the crude oil, but I mean, after you put the nozzle in your car and put it in your tank, and from that point forward, what goes on with that gallon of gas? And if you understand that a little better, you might understand how to get better mileage.
Yeah.
Because what is gas? It's energy. Mm-hmm. And what is energy? It's heat. It's measurements of heat is energy. Mm-hmm. Heat is energy. Energy is heat. Mm-hmm. Goes both ways. When you put that gallon of gas in your car, whatever, or diesel, whatever it is, people don't may not understand that you put that in there and it runs, you crank it up, off you go. Uh-huh. Well, what does that gallon of gas do? It turns, you take, there's potential energy in that gas. Latent heat is what it's called. Diesel mm-hmm. has more latent heat in it than gasoline. Well, you take that latent heat and turn it into real heat mm-hmm. in your combustion, in your engine, fuel injector squirts it in, spark plug lights it off, crankshaft, transmission, down the road you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you've turned that heat into motion.
Uh-huh.
Well, when you accelerate real hard off a red light and take off down the road, just roaring down the road, you see people do it all the time. They'll go flying past you and then get up to the next red light and slam on brakes.
Yeah.
You've taken that and what you've done is wasted that heat and transferred it. Instead of using it as motion, you've wasted that heat and pushed it right into the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've taken that heat.
That's a good way to look at it. You know, I've never really looked at it that way.
What you should have done was left some of that heat in your tank.
Uh-huh.
Instead of roaring off. You see people do it. They'll go racing up. Uh-huh. They'll take off down the red light and go racing past you. And then you get up to the next red light and the same person sat right beside you.
Yeah.
And where if you ease off and coast, you know, try not to. Obviously, you don't want to not ever use your brakes, but your brakes are taking that motion that you've created with that heat, that energy that you have in your gas tank, and you're soaking it up into your brakes. And all that takes, you know, wear and tear on the brakes, car, and especially on your wallet. Yeah.
So that's where the term a lead foot equals a light wallet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because hard acceleration and stop and go driving, it can actually cost you 20% or more in gas mileage. I was cutting up. My wife and I were riding down the road, and I seen this. It's kind of a large diesel truck. I mean, that joker just floorboarded and smoke coming out.
Yeah, boiling
diesel
that up.
Smoke and all that other stuff. And I looked over there and I said, he just spent $10.
Yeah. And they play. Have you seen in the ones where they play pranks on people with that?
No,
it's kind of. I don't know if it's dangerous, really, but they'll get up next to like a, you know, those big trucks with the that. They call it rolling coal or something. Well, they get up next to a Corvette guy who got his window down and just flood the whole inside of his car with black smoke.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
That's kind of not. That's, yeah.
All right. We'll read the tech tip quiz again.
Yeah, yeah.
And the question is, Susan bought something. Now, get this. Somebody should get this one. Bought something for her 2018 Dodge Caravan on aisle 5 at Kroger that cost her under $3. She walked outside and installed the part on her van, and before the day was out, it had saved her already $6.98. That was just on the first day. What part did she install in her van? And if you know the answer, give us a call. And that number is 800-224-9090. Also, if you have a question about your car, it's going to be more important than ever for everyone to keep their vehicles in good condition in order to get that good mileage that they're looking for. One of the things that I've mentioned several times is this is whenever fuel prices start to rise, different gimmicks are going to come out and different you're going to read in magazines or see on a commercial that you can add this to your vehicle and it's going to save you 20% in fuel, 40% in fuel, and all these other things. I think there's one where they take a little jar and stick a hose in it and stick it into a PCV valve, and it says that you're running off of hydrogen.
Yeah, it has a couple of wires going over to the battery.
And all kind of other things. And some people spend $200-$400 on that. Well, actually,
you can buy a lot of gas with that.
$300. Yeah, you can buy a lot of gas.
And drive different.
And do the same thing. But also the things that saves you the most fuel is keeping your car maintained. Driving habits and maintaining your vehicle. Because the manufacturer put a lot of time into coming up with ideas on how to have that vehicle to reach certain standards, miles per gallon standards.
EPA has a very strict.
And because of that, it's going to be very unlikely that there's this miracle thing that you could stick on a car and go save 20-30% in fuel.
Yeah, that as seen on TV is not as smart as those engineers probably.
But if you go in and do the things like keeping your oil changed, maintenance tune up, when a vehicle's there, when their spark plugs start getting worn, it can tend to develop a misfire.
Don't wait till it has a problem. Don't be reactive. Be proactive with your maintenance.
Absolutely.
Don't wait till it's broke. There's a maintenance schedule in your owner's manual that tells you it's not. They didn't make that up.
And it's very conservative. Now you're talking about spark plugs that you can get 100,000 miles on, but if you change them at 80 or 90, you start missing that chance of misfires.
Yep.
I'm here with automotive expert Justin Courtney, and we have pull over for just a couple of minutes. But don't even wiggle an earlobe, because we will be right back to answer your automotive questions, and we'll be discussing what you can do to save fuel with your vehicle. Give us a call, 800-224-9090.
It's time for more good stuff with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
As we navigate the COVID-19 crisis, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to serving you. We've been deemed an essential business, so our doors will stay open. We encourage you to buy online, then pick up curbside. Together, we're committed to getting through this.
And I'm here with automotive expert Justin Courtney,
and we are
back on the road, ready to answer your automotive questions and discuss ways to save fuel. Give us a call, 800-224-9090. You can also watch us live on Facebook. You can listen on iHeart or send a question to Aaron at ccautoshow.com. Justin.
Yes, sir.
You ready to go to some phone calls?
Yes, sir. It looks like we got one or two there.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go over to John. Hello, John, and welcome to the CNC Auto Show. What can we help you with?
Thank you, guys. Cue me up for the answer for the tech tip quiz.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, John, be still. All right, now. We are ready for you. This is your moment. Hey, John, I do need to really read it one more time to make sure we're all on the same page. Here's the question. Susan bought something for her 2018 Dodge Caravan on aisle 5 at Kroger that cost her under $3. She walked outside and installed the part on her van, and before the day was out, she had saved $6.98. That was just the first day. What is the answer What part was it, and what is the answer to today's tech tip quiz? John, all eyes are on you.
Okay. I'm going to have to make a couple of assumptions. One, that being it was a caravan, she's a soccer mom. Two, I guess aisle five might be a clearance thing, reduced price thing. So what she bought was a Beethoven CD. She installed it in her car and drove around today, much more relaxed and got better gas mileage.
Wow. So she just kind of mellowed out, John. Is that right?
That's right.
She just got all mellow, and she wasn't in a big hurry.
She forgot about the kids in the van and just relaxed her, and her caravan responded to better gas mileage.
Yeah. You know, John, I know people. I ride with some people. Well, I hate to say this, but sometimes they say that I do this sometimes. But it, almost like landing on an aircraft carrier.
That's what we're talking about, saving gas.
John, yeah. I tell you, you've put a lot of thought into this, and I really feel terrible.
Oh, no.
John, I didn't do it. It was actually the judges that did that, and they made us do the dirty work. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think anybody will come up with a better answer today. But
I don't think so either.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I think you did.
Well thought out.
About as good as can be done.
Let me tell you something, guys. I've got a 2006 Chevrolet 2500. I think it's a 6.2 liter. It's got a fifth wheel in it we use to carry the horse trailer.
Mm-hmm.
We live on a dirt road, so I drive a mile in, a mile out every day. And the tires are wearing fine, but it's kind of a bumpy ride. And I'm curious about shock replacement.
With or without your load on, John?
Without
your trailer?
Yeah.
Did you have your shocks replaced?
It seems a little more bumpy, a little more rattly.
When you had your fifth wheel hitch installed, did you have heavy duty shocks put on at that time?
I'm not aware.
Because if you did, you may have.
The 2500 is the heavy duty.
Right, right.
Okay, I think it came with a suspension package.
Okay, but even then, sometimes when you put a fifth wheel hitch in, they put what do they call them? Iron load levelers, or
yes, it's
and they like that. What those shocks are designed, they don't really work well unless it has a load on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it rides like a wagon unless you have a load. Now I don't know if that's what's going on with yours. But a good way to look is get underneath there and look at those shocks and see if there's where the stanchion goes in and out, the part that goes up and down inside the shock. Look and see if there's oil dripping out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're blowing out, if the oil's leaking out of them. If it is, an 06, have you ever replaced them?
Nope.
How many miles are on this thing?
Oil coming out of them.
There is oil coming out of them, you say?
No, there's not.
Oh, okay. But even then, they don't have to be leaking to be worn out. How many miles did you say were on this truck?
150,000.
I'll tell you what, shocks are weird creatures. You don't realize how worn out they are until you replace them, because they wear out so slow. And then you put new ones on, and it rides completely different. But I will tell you, too, we have a 2500 GMC truck also. And it rides like a 2500 GMC pickup with a diesel in it. But that doesn't mean it should be uncomfortable. But with 150,000 miles, you probably do need shocks, especially if you've been pulling a horse trailer, because it's going to put.
Well, and the dirt road, too.
Dirt road, yeah. Just because they're not leaking, a leak is a sure sign. But if they're just because they're not leaking doesn't mean that they're not worn. And they definitely, you know, when you put new ones on, you realize how worn they really were.
Yeah. And either way, John, you wouldn't be wasting any money putting them on because of about that mileage. They're going to be very weak anyway.
Sure.
But more than likely will definitely solve your issue. But, John, I'm going to mention to you, you got what could have been a tech tip quiz. You have something that gets over 1,000 miles to the gallon. All you have to do is jump on that horse and just ride it.
Let me tell you guys, son, if gas goes up anymore, I'm going to be driving that horse back.
That's right. That's what I was thinking. Just ride the horse. That'll work.
Yeah. Yeah. Do y'all install shocks at CNC?
We do. Uh-huh. We do. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. We absolutely do.
John, we sure do appreciate the call. And sorry about the ah button that Mason gave you there.
Yep.
Our producer, Mason, did that. Okay, we appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, John.
Thank y'all.
All right. Number to call, 800-224-9090. And we will shoot over to Jim.
Jim,
and welcome to the CNC Auto Show. What can we help with?
Good morning, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Justin.
Good morning, Jim.
Got some smart guys in there today. We get to hear from two of them. There's the third one we don't hear from, but I know he's smart. That's Mason.
Yep, Mason's smart too.
Yeah, Mason, I've been trying to get him a microphone. He won't take one. And I'm going to tell you, Mason brought his dog Buddy with him today.
Yeah, he was just sitting in here next to me a minute ago.
That's right. Mason, put him up on the chair. He plays right along. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
But I got two things. One is a suggestion about fuel economy, and then I might try to chip a little bit off that block of a tech tip quiz after we talk about fuel economy.
That is all awesome. Which one you want to do first, Jim?
Let's talk about fuel economy.
I love it.
Okay.
I really did appreciate Justin's analysis of the transfer of the kinetic energy of fuel to your brakes. And down the road, my wife's tired of hearing me say it. I said, well, we'll be down there right next to him in just a minute. We'll just wait.
You'll be parked right next to him in just a minute.
Yeah. But the other thing is, learned this a while ago that, of course, wind resistance is key, and noise from wind resistance is an indication that you've got a drag on a car. And didn't realize it until somebody pointed out years ago to me that you ride with those windows up, you're going to save fuel economy. Even if it's hot out and it means you got to run the air conditioner, it's still not only more comfortable, but it has a lot to do with the efficiency of the car as it travels through the air.
It's true, Jim. That was actually even, what was that show that was on TV where they do all that with the guys and they, Mythbusters?
Yes.
They did that and they proved it, what Jim's saying. They proved it is true. Even if the AC's on, the cars, when the engineers design it, it's designed, when you're doing 70, it's designed to go down the road with the windows up.
Yes, yes. Yep. Rolling down your windows at interstate speeds, you are using more fuel. Yep. And, Jim, I'm going to go a step in front of that a little bit and mention something that you do on a regular basis that actually plays a part in fuel economy that many people don't think about. And I'm not talking about something that makes a huge difference, but it's these little things combined together that make a huge difference. And that's keeping a car clean.
Yeah.
If a car is dirty, it's got slightly more resistance. And again, it may not be huge, but it's enough to make just these little slight differences that people have.
For sure.
So you think that carnival wax is helping me slide through the atmosphere a little better?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Jim, with yours though, if the cleaner it got, the better gas mileage you get,
you'd be getting cars ride better.
You'd be getting like 95 miles to the gallon easy. Hey, we're gonna take a real quick break, and we will be right back. And I'm gonna put, we'll be right back, Jim. The CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by K-Seal Ultimate. It offers more sealing power plus engine protection against rust and freezing. And did we mention the 100% money-back guarantee? You can find K-Seal Ultimate at fine parts stores nationwide like Advance Auto Parts. Check store website for hours and shipping information. And remember, don't just seal it, K-Seal it. Automotive expert Justin Courtney is co-hosting and answering automotive questions. We are also discussing ways to improve fuel mileage, and we want you to join us. Just dial 800-224-9090, or you can listen to us on or watch us on Facebook. So we were talking with Jim.
Jim still there? Yeah.
Jim helped with a great fuel tip, but also he mentioned that he may have an answer to a tech tip quiz. Am I correct, Jim?
Well, I think the correct way to figure where I am right now is I might be able to take a chip off it here and there, maybe make it easier for someone else. But if I do win, I need another mug because I just got a message from my brother-in-law that his mug got broken. So he's jonesing for a new. Yeah, got to help him out.
Well, we will do that.
I give him mine if I have to, but this way. Anyway, but I think got a little idea here. Now, you want to read that again? Or you want me just to jump right on?
Let me go ahead and read that bad boy. Susan bought something for her 2018 Dodge Caravan on aisle 5 at Kroger that cost her under $3. She walked outside and installed the part on her van, and before the day was out, it had saved her $6.98. That was just on the first day. What part did Susan install on the van? And Jim, if I'm not mistaken, you have not been on put on stage yet. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm still
okay.
Down here.
We're gonna need to put you up there. All right, you just kind of trotted up the steps onto the stage, Jim. Okay, Jim, all eyes are on you. What is the answer so that you can get the coffee mug replaced that was broken? What is the answer to today's Tech Tip Quiz?
Okay, well, you said aisle 5. I know in aisle 5 in my Kroger store, that's where they sell, I think, the baked beans, and Susan could have picked up some gas there if she bought some cans.
Oh,
I think that's where we're going.
Wow.
I don't think that's it.
Uh-huh. Well, I started to come up with something like that when I was talking to the gentleman about the horses getting getting 1,000 miles to the gallon. So, but I held back, and Jim, you done took it out of the bag anyway, didn't you?
It's live radio, man. Anything happens.
Yeah, anything could happen. And we didn't even have a beep button for that.
No.
Hey, listen, it was
or a raspberry button.
Keeping it clean here on the family show.
So Jim, you're saying that she bought the baked beans.
No, I'm saying that's not it. That's not it.
I gotta
put the Aaron factor in here.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
You gotta sneak up on it. I think it's possible, knowing that you and obviously Justin as well are oriented towards the technical side of things, and I'm suspecting that for under $3, what she could buy on aisle 5, she could have bought it any aisle and not even have to be in the store. I think she bought something in a download from an app store for her phone.
Download from an app store.
Yeah. And then she went out. Now, here's a tricky part. I don't know how you install that on your van, but I thought if she bought something that made her travels more efficient in terms of mapping, scheduling, organizing, or avoiding tolls on roads or something like that, that it made her more efficient in her travels, and $6.98 savings with fuel costing a little over $4 a gallon right now some places, it wouldn't take real long to save that much in fuel costs with more efficient driving. Again, is that even a chip off the block?
Put all that in front of the judges, because I really have nothing to do with this. There's a room, and actually they're watching this all on a
screen.
Don't
shoot the messenger. Yep.
And there's about 10 or 15 people in that room, and they all sit there and have a quick conference. And
they have laptops,
they try to do
and
it quickly.
Slide rules and stuff.
Yeah,
out.
They do. Yep. Yeah, and right now what they ask for is they're doing a slow motion playback for your answer, Jim. But here they are.
Complex mathematical equations.
Jim, the judges are going crazy. The judges are standing up clapping and everything. Yes. Here's what happened. And you were so close, we just had to give it to you. Susan bought a notebook for $2.79, right at $3. She installed it or laid it on the seat of her 2018 Dodge Caravan. She made a list of the places that she needed to go and the items that she needed to pick up, and having that list and a plan, doing that, she didn't bounce all over town. She didn't go to one side of town and then go over to the other and then go over to the other. And because of that, she saved 2 gallons of gas. And I think that's what gave it away to you, is because $3.49 a gallon, and that comes to $6.98. So she paid for the notebook and saved she actually saved only $3.98 on the first day. But since the notebook was paid for on that first day, the remaining days she saved $6.98, and using the van for 6 days a week to do these things, that saved her $41.88 a week, or $167.52 a month, or over $2,000 a year. So everybody go out and buy your notebook. Put it on your, install it on your seat.
Have a plan to where you're going.
Hey, Jim, I really do appreciate
you
that.
You come up with this quiz last week when gas was $3.49.
Yeah.
This week it's over $4 and climbing, so it gets to be a bigger number all
the
time.
Yeah, we can't reuse this one, can we? Before long, we're going to be saying that they did that, and they were saving $400 a week and $4,000 a year. Getting close.
Getting tough.
Yes, good. It is.
Great crew today. You guys are smart guys. I always like listening to smart folks. So all three of you, plus Buddy there.
Plus Buddy.
Things rolling. Good show today. Thank you all.
And Mason, and we have Stacy in here.
Stacy.
Yeah. We got a group of people here putting everything together. It's a team effort.
Sure enough it is.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jim.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, the number to call is 800-224-9090 is the number. Or you can call 706-863-5800. Let's shoot over to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the CNC Auto Show, and what can we help you with?
Good morning, Jeff.
Yes. Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Very nice.
First of all, Aaron, last week you spoke about getting hurt on your motorcycle. How are you feeling today? You doing better?
I am doing much better. When it first happened, I'm gonna get kind of graphic here. When it first happened, I was out on a trail, and even though my leg was broke, I had to get up and ride off of that trail. It took about 15, 20 minutes. So then I had to camp. Then I had to get up and go to prompt care the next morning to try to find out what's wrong. Of course, x-rayed it, and it's a cracked femur is what said. And I couldn't move up steps. I couldn't hardly get in a car. Now I'm moving up steps. I'm moving around and actually doing very well. I feel very fortunate, very blessed to be doing as well as I am. And I appreciate you asking.
I'm glad to hear you're doing well. My son used to race motocross, and every time he'd had a race, I'm like, son, don't do this anymore.
That's right. They can be handful.
They can be. I was supposed to be going slow, but your adrenaline takes over, and the next thing you know, you're going faster than you should be. So, but I had a good time.
What about your Silverado, Jeff?
Jeff, what's your vehicle doing? Hold on. Jeff.
Everyone's in 06.
Oh, Jeff, we lost you just for a second there.
Delco.
Jeff, you're kind of fading in and out on us, or I don't know if it's a bad connection or not.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, we got you now.
We didn't hear any of your explanation, though, what was going on. I heard AC Delco and Silverado.
Mm-hmm. AC Delco oil sending unit. The pickup truck, the oil gauge pegs to 80. Replace the sending unit, a couple weeks is fine. Next thing you know, it's back at 80. Change the unit again. It's okay again. This will be the third time it's pegging at 80. The connector's good. Everything's good. Is there something I'm doing wrong? Maybe I'm overlooking something that's fouling up that sending unit, or maybe it just had a bad batch of maybe two units.
So you've changed it twice, and right after you do it at first, it works fine.
Perfect.
And then
40 pounds, like it should be.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jeff. We got our long break coming up.
We got to take a little
gas gauge on E, but I'm hoping that you would hold on for us.
Stand by with us.
And we will. We have some good answers for you coming up on that. And time clock is on E.
I'll hang on right here.
Oh, fantastic. I love it. Okay, time clock is on E. We'll pull over for now, put a little gas at $3.49 a gallon into our tank, and then we will get back on the road. Mason Rogers, our show producer, Justin Courtney here with us. We got Buddy. We got Stacy. We're having a great time. Hold on. We'll be right back.